This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, something that I do, Chris, with my 16-year-old little miniature poodle is whenever I leave him at home, I turn the music on. I either put the radio on, or I put it on the TV, but on one of the music radio stations. I do. And I always make sure it's classical music. I don't know why, but someone told me once that classical music soothes our pets. Now, I wonder if that is true or not. And to help us find out, Melbourne-based practicing vet and academic Dr. Rebecca Wilcox joins us in the studio. Beck, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren, and thank you, Chris. Lovely to be here.
Tell us firstly, how did this topic come about? How come we're talking about music and pets today? Is it true? Does something happen?
It does, absolutely. So what happened was I was playing War of the Worlds. To my children. And I noticed that my cat started paying attention. And she's basically oblivious to us the rest of the time. And I think she might be Liz Taylor reincarnated, because it's Richard Burton and the sound of his, you know, the dulcet tones of
Let's have a listen. Yes. Let's have a listen. If you've got a cat at home, turn the radio up.
and see if little Moggy comes walking towards the radio.
Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely they drew their plans against us.
Is that what happened, Beth?
Absolutely. Word for word.
How good is his voice?
Oh, it's just amazing.
His voice is just hypnotic. And you saw all three of us just go, as soon as the music started, we kind of like jumped out of our chairs as well.
I know. Isn't it amazing? What's the Moody Blues?
The Moody Blues.
Yeah. They were singing the Forever Autumn, the sad song on that.
Now, why is it that some dogs sing along with music?
It goes back to wolves, we think. And it's, if you listen to dogs, if the fire station, the alarm goes off, they all start to howl. It's a bonding thing. They're part of the pack. They all have their own kind of pitch. And they actually enjoy the music. Now, we used to think they're singing along to AC/DC, it's because that hurts their ears. But if that were the case, they'd be hiding, they'd be running away, they'd be covering their heads.
They're joining in, right?
Yes.
So they're joining in and having fun with the music.
They're singing.
The dogs are singing. That's beautiful.
I'm going to shout out my dad's birthday today. May the 4th be with him. And we used to have an Afghan hound who used to sing along to Carmen, the opera.
No way.
Yes, really. Yes.
Oh, well.
I love this. This is fascinating.
So do I. What about the impact on groups of dogs and cats?
Yeah, so there's been some really interesting studies in shelters, and they've looked, so really good scientific studies on the playing different types of music and then looking at the reactions and the anxiety and activity levels of certain groups of animals, and they've just found that reggae and soft rock, the animals, they bark less and they're much less agitated. They don't like heavy metal. And dogs really don't like grunge.
Oh, neither do I.
and neither do I, but give me some soft rock and I'm all there.
Bit of Foreigner.
Foreigner, fabulous.
Oh, really? We played Foreigner as a power ballad, I think, on one of our Friday shows recently, and it's a very popular song.
Maybe a bit of Bon Jovi, is that something?
Bon Jovi. Oh. Do dogs have a favourite genre of music?
Yeah, they do think it's reggae, which is it's
reggae.
They like classical as well, in terms of, I mean, you can't really have to ask the dog. And dogs have individual tastes as well.
fantastic.
It's like humans. We've got individual tastes in, like, you know, I'm not a reggae boy, but I'm a soft rock boy. So I kind of go there and I'd sing along to that in my car, like turned up really loud. So I can see that in terms of puppy kind of deciding, oh, I'm going to have a crack at this, you know, Belinda Carlisle song.
We're chatting with vet and academic Dr. Rebecca Wilcox about music and the effect it has on animals. So how would we work out what sort of genre our dog or cat likes? So if we had a series of songs lined up or what have you, what sort of reaction would we be looking for to say, okay, you know what, Fuzzy likes reggae. I didn't know, but he does.
It's generally their response. They tend to move around a lot less if they're enjoying something. Uh-huh. They'll sing if they like it. Ah. Cats not. I mean, my cat, of course, to War of the Worlds. but they've found with music and cats, they'll run, rub themselves up against a stereo or purr, or particularly when they play music that has been made for cats.
Oh.
I mean, cats do like human music. There are some specific tastes.
Ah, we're going to play a little song. I want you to tell us what this does.
Yes.
Now, apart from the three of us dancing around the studio, what were our cats doing? What should they be doing?
So, shake it off. So, there's a cat at the moment that's looking for a home in Boston who is a Swiftie. That's the name for someone like myself, my daughter, and all people with good taste who love Taylor.
Oh, a Swiftie.
Yes, this cat, this particular cat really loves Taylor Swift.
And looking for a Swiftie forever home.
I know, but I don't have a private jet. How do you get that cat?
You could join up and you can get you to New York if you win Radiothon.
Quickly go up to Boston, adopt Swiftie cat, come back down.
Come back down. I love that.
Oh, no, actually it's a Midnight's album. In particular.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about it. What about...
Listen to us. We're like, oh, this is fascinating.
Something completely different. We've talked about cats and dogs.
Yep.
What about cows?
Cows is really interesting. So they tried vaudeville in the 30s with this. So it's been... They've looked at whether or not certain music can increase the milk production, and they've found Jamiroquai, Space Cowboy. No. Cows like REM. Cows like, I kid you not, Pastoral Symphony by Beethoven.
Right.
Of course, Pastoral. And they also like Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, my Lord.
But REM...
R.E.M.?
R.E.M.
Like a bit of Everybody Hurts.
So?
How did you know?
No. Really?
Yes, really.
If you're driving and you're in the country at the moment, you're listening to us, wind down the window.
Now it's time to sing along when your day is night. Hold on. Hold on. You feel like letting go.
I haven't got a moo sound effect.
Moo.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
So cows like REM.
They do. They seem to like just the more gentle music. They like classical music. They like Beethoven.
They like Snooze FM.
Snooze FM.
Possibly.
So do
they produce more milk.
And you think that's a relaxation thing because the pitch of the music is at a certain level which just kind of calms them and...
Yes, so they think that it might just be that it kind of overrides like the kind of sharp, harsh noises that scare them. But also, I mean, look, milk production is regulated by a hormone called oxytocin, which is a happy hormone.
So this kind of moody music makes them happy.
It does, it seems to.
I love this.
I wonder if dairy farmers have realised this and they start playing it. I can just see those big cone speakers across the paddocks.
Very peaceful farms.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I like the fact that it's also drowning out the kind of like the road noise and all of that other stuff, which is distressing for us as humans as well. So I can understand how that impacts on animals. What about other animals? What about people like things like chooks?
Chooks like classical music.
Do they?
They do. They've done this as well. So for the same thing for farming of animals. They've looked at that quite extensively, more so than dogs and cats.
And so does that mean that they produce more eggs, or are they just happier chooks? Or
they grow faster.
No.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
There you go.
So Vivaldi.
Let's ask Con, our executive producer, who's very quiet over there in the corner. What animal would you like to find out?
Warren, I'm going to throw it out there. Beck, elephants.
Elephants.
Yes. So there was a guy, he's a psychiatrist and composer, David Sulzer, otherwise known as David Soldier, depending on what time of day or night. And he went to Thailand in the year 2000 and with some people at a northern Thai elephant sanctuary, gave the elephants some drums, xylophones and harmonicas.
They play
the instruments themselves.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Can we have a listen to it?
Yes.
The elephants are playing this.
The elephants are playing this, and there was a music critic who listened to it. He said, I can't place the band, but I think it's Asian descent.
No way.
Yes, way.
So do they use their trunk to play?
They
or
do,
their...
yes.
Oh, all of a sudden I'm in a contemporary gallery somewhere and I'm like, where's my champagne as I'm like at the launch,
and
right?
And the elephants are playing.
Yes.
How fascinating.
Amazing.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I feel like they're almost looking at each other and signalling that they want to play the things at the same time.
They obviously do. I mean, they're incredibly intelligent animals.
Because elephants are kind of a very family-oriented, aren't they? And there's a strong hierarchy in the family, isn't there?
Absolutely. And we're talking about memories. But, yes, they grieve. They've got graveyards. Mm. They're incredibly complex social structures as well.
Beck, we're almost running out of time. Yeah. Just quickly, what is the science behind it? Why do all these animals respond to music?
Because their brains are very similar to ours. So they put a crocodile in an MRI, like a square brain scanner, and they taped its mouth shut and played music, and its brain responded. So these are really, really ancient animals, 200 million years old, showing that the brains have evolved in such a way, they're so similar, that they respond to music in the same way our brains do.
That's amazing.
I'm speechless.
Me too.
Absolutely fascinating. Isn't absolutely it? Fascinating.
Yeah. Beck, I thought I'd just jump on the airwaves. What? Is there a way that music can help our pets?
Yes. So you can, exactly. You can leave music on when you go out. That can help alleviate separation anxiety. You can...
A bit more sort of softer classical, soft rock.
Softer classical. I mean, look, a bit of Tay-Tay if it's a cat. But you have to... soft rock of reggae. Or when you're going to the vet. And also, there's some really good people who are producing music for animals. iCalm and music for cats, if you look it up, or even on Spotify. Yeah.
And just quickly, is music better than leaving the TV on?
It probably depends on the individual animal, okay. But yes, I think so. Yes, it's more kind of jarring, I suppose.
Beck, great to chat with you.
Super good to meet you.
Thank you so much for asking me in.
We'll catch you next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's Pleasure. Dr. Rebecca Wilcox, Melbourne-based practicing vet and academic here on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.